Recording has started. It is 7:02 by my time. 7:01 going on 7:02. It is Wednesday, January 12th, 2022. This is a meeting of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton. And I hereby call this meeting to order. Madam Clerk, have we met all the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act and the Sunshine Law?
Yes, we have.
Very good. If you would all join me from for a digital virtual salute to the flag.
Carla had a nice one in the background before.
I got one in the background here behind me.
Just new.
All right. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United
States of America,
to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
And now I remember that I really don't miss doing the flag salute virtual. roll call, please.
Sure. Councilman Glazer?
Here.
Councilman Kochanowski? Tom?
I'm
here.
Okay.
Here.
Councilwoman Switlick is absent tonight. Council President Strauss?
Here.
And Mayor Malek?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you much. We will begin our first public comment session, and I will note I see no public on, but I'll open the floor anyway. And being that there seems to be no public on, we'll close the public comment session and move to the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the Township Mayor and Council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will not be separate discussion of these items unless requested by the Mayor, a Council member, or a citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. Are there any items on the consent agenda that anyone wishes to have removed?
No.
Nope.
All right. May I have a motion, please?
Right. Second.
Was that Mark?
That was Mark.
And Bill second.
Okay. Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Malek?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Next, we have approval of minutes. That's in the consent agenda. I'm going to go on to reports. Councilman Glazer, you're up first.
Yeah, the Planning Board met for its reorganization meeting on Monday. Mr. Semay was reappointed chairman. Mr. Higgins is vice chair. Normal reorganization activities, adopted the calendar. It can be virtual or person. Nothing really new to report. Sewer Authority, I attended my first meeting last Thursday, so I'm still absorbing stuff. But I would say two things I thought would be interesting to council is one, they approved with some conditions, but kind of technical conditions, the hookup for the warehouse in the town of Clinton on Mobius Place. So we probably need to talk about that eventually. And then my understanding is they have agreed to the settlement with the town of Clinton, but there's issues they got to execute it. So they need to finalize that. So it's a longstanding issue, which I think everyone's happy to get behind us. And that's all I have.
Very good. Thank you very much. Councilman Kochanowski.
I have nothing to report.
Thank you, sir. Council President Strauss.
Yes, the Clinton Township Board of Education reorganization meeting was Monday, January 5th. The leadership is remaining the same for this year. They are still working on finding a permanent superintendent for the district. They are preparing a referendum for March 8th that will have no impact on the taxpayers. And with this referendum, there'll be a 34% project funding from the state. So this would be good in getting on top of some of the projects on the list that they need to get done. There will be a public presentation of this referendum. And their next meeting is Monday, January 31st, 2022. Again, both in person, live streamed, but any public comment, you must be in person. Historical Preservation Commission. With the assistance of Mayor Malay, I exchanged emails with the chairperson introducing myself. I also provided some information about some potential historical artifacts that are in the old municipal building / firehouse that I also saw some follow-up emails on as well. And their next meeting is Wednesday, February 2nd, 2022, and I'm looking forward to working and getting to know them through this year. As for public safety with police, continued conversations with Chief DeRosa. I know there's been some interviews for the hiring process going on. He mentioned that he's going to post the promotions fairly soon. And there was also a discussion about the patrol vehicle fleet and the vehicle replacement agenda. As for fire, there's a meeting to be scheduled with the Annandale Fire Chief, as well as the Lebanon Fire Chief, and EMS, a meeting to be scheduled with the South Branch Emergency Services Chief, all of which will be with the mayor. That's all I have.
Very good. Thank you much, sir. And from my perspective, Council President Strauss and I had a meeting yesterday along with Vita and our township engineer to discuss a few items, of which one of those is the Mobis Place closure. So we will be moving forward with that. Larry Plevier is going to reach out to the DOT. We also discussed some potential traffic calming measures, sidewalks, et cetera, for Beaver Ave and applying for a grant. We've historically applied for grants to the state through the Safe Streets to Transit program for Annandale Village, predominantly Center Street and Main Street, rather. And we haven't gotten them. I mean, we've been doing that for over a decade. So he's going to reach out. We're going to look at some different ways and maybe take advantage of some developments on Beaver Ave and see if we can't get some additional improvements along Beaver or in the village and target a Safe Streets to School or a Safe Streets to Transit grant application later this year. We're also looking into the DPW yard. We have funds set aside to make improvements there. And for various reasons, among them that the improvements requested were a little bit more expensive than we anticipated and above the budget, we had put a hold on it. So he's going to take another look at that, sharpen his pencil, and we'll see what we can do within budget at that DPW yard, which is sorely in need of some upgrades and improvements. And last but not least, we also discussed Petticoat Road. It'll still be important for the Finance Committee. So Councilman Glazer and Kochanowski, he's going to take a look at the design work that'll be required for the project that we got grant funding for. Take a look at the road with Jay. There's a chance that we could bid it this year, in which case we may need to have not only bid it, award it, but accomplish it this year. I think it's an outside chance, but did pass along to him that the police department, some members of the police department wanted to weigh in on the design and also suggested that he reach out to DOT about a right turn lane from Petticoat onto Route 22. If we're going to do it, we may as well do it right. So that's that. And then the Recreation Committee has a meeting scheduled for January 24th. And as you are all aware, we are meeting virtually this meeting, a little bit short notice on Monday, and we'll be doing so again on our next meeting, January 26th, due to not just the increased cases of COVID in the area generally, but locally that are impacting us and may have impacted our ability to meet at all. So we appreciate everybody's flexibility. And that is all for me. Administrator Mekovitz, do you have anything?
The only thing I wanted to mention, and we don't have much, I don't see much public out there, but I wanted to mention that we are going to be mailing out one transfer station pass to each Clinton Township household. Well, we're not going to be mailing. There's a mailing going from the printer. It's a little bit different process than we've done in the past. We're going to give it a try, similar to the dog licensing applications. So I would just, for those that are listening or do listen to this meeting after, those should be out by the end of this week. So households should be getting them next week. And it is a 5x8. It's going to be hot pink in color, so it sticks out. It's going to be in cardstock and similar to the dog license application. And that's it. Just wanted to mention that.
Thank you very much.
Oh, and have patience if people are calling. We did put something on the website. We're having a little trouble with our voicemail. We did our migration this past weekend and are running into a few little glitches, trying to clean everything up. And the voicemail is an issue right now. So if we did put something on the website to ask people to call back rather than leave a voicemail until we get it straightened out.
Okay.
Thank you.
And that reminds me, we should note, and I see Jane's on here from the review, but we should note that over the weekend, we did transition our emails from ending in .com to .org. Both will work, but we did make that switch. We did so for security reasons and a number of other reasons. It provides a bit better security because now we've got a government account. And it hasn't been the smoothest transition, but it hasn't been terrible either. I think
it hasn't been terrible. Hasn't been terrible. And we will make all those changes on all the emails on the website. We're in the process of doing that. So we still have a little bit of work to do. But the .com will still work. So that's good.
Yep.
That's encouraging.
Okay. We'll move on to resolutions, the first being a resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton authorizing the adoption of the 2021 Hunterdon County, New Jersey Hazard Mitigation Plan update. This is I think, Mark, you could probably correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's done every 5 years. It's an update to our hazard mitigation plan. All the towns in the state and the county had to do it. It was submitted at some point last year and was adopted or approved, rather, by FEMA. In December, December 15th, we received notification, and we now have to formally adopt it. For those interested, it's posted on the county's website, if anybody from the public wishes to see it.
Yeah, luckily, Mayor, that the county does do that. They take the initiative and get together and solicit the input from all the municipalities to make sure everyone's up to date. And Clinton Township, as always in the past, has been progressive and proactive with making sure.
Oh, we lost Mark at progressive and proactive. Councilman Strauss, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. It didn't come over. I'm sorry.
No, we got you most of the way. But I appreciate it. And I think we're, if there's not any further discussion, ready for a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Millay?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Next resolution is a resolution authorizing participation in the nationwide settlement agreements with Johnson & Johnson, McKesson, Cardinal Health, and AmerisourceBergen to resolve claims involving their roles in the country's opioid crisis. As discussed at our December meeting, there are two class action suits that states have agreed to settlement on, and the more that opt in, the more likely that those settlements are to be finalized, and the more local units like the township that agree, the more funding that is expected to be available to the state of New Jersey and to local units such as our township. So this is a confirming resolution. I did sign those before the end of the year, before they moved the expert, the due date on them. Any questions, comments? Hearing none, may I have a motion, please?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Millay?
Yes.
Motion carried.
And next we have a resolution directing the Clinton Township Planning Board to investigate whether the properties located at 42 Fairview Avenue, 173 Center Street, and 3 Gray Rock Road and designated on the Clinton Township tax maps as Block 74, lots 16, 17.01, and 19, the expanded study area, meet the criteria for designation as a non-condemnation area in need of redevelopment. This is sending the review of the previously reviewed area in need of redevelopment study back to the planning board to see if we shouldn't add three additional lots. This was spurred by solicitation, if you will, from a neighboring lot owner to be included after they found out that the opposite side of the road was considered for such a designation. So the, if adopted, if this resolution would have that plan go back for reevaluation, and then if the planning board recommends that all of these be included, it would come back to us as a single redevelopment plan. Any questions or comments?
We'll make the motion if we adopt the resolution.
Thank you. I'll second it.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you. We now have a resolution awarding goods and services agreement to Lift Off LLC in a not-to-exceed amount of $15,000. This is the offsite for cloud storage for our email and other data. Administrator Mekovitz, if I have that wrong, please let me know.
No. That this is part of the changeover that we're making. We the program, the micro, will be handled internally rather than externally. So we'll have a little bit more control. And it's cloud-based, so we'll have a little more security as well. So.
And removes this from what had previously been done by eMizanti.
Yes. We're in the process of finalizing our changeover with them, or elimination, I should say.
Any questions, comments from the council? May I have a motion, please?
Nope. I'll make the motion. I'll second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Hey, last resolution is the resolution to carry over vacation days from 2021. This is for all the employees who have leftover vacation days from last year, and they can carry them over to the end of March of 2022 per our newly updated policy. I believe it's the end of March.
Yes, it's the end of March. That's in the resolution. And they can carry up to 5 days.
Any questions or comments from... I just want to check one thing before we move on. And 5 days is different depending on one's employment, correct? One's position.
Yes. For the police, it would be 60 hours.
That's... what I wanted to get. Very good.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. In that case, I will ask for a motion.
I will make the motion.
Second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Our next item of business is the introduction of an ordinance appropriating $55,000 from the Capital Improvement Fund for a police vehicle and equipment by the Township of Clinton in the County of Hunterdon, New Jersey. As Councilman or Council President Strauss advised earlier, this is sorely needed by the police department, especially given the fact that it is difficult to acquire new vehicles generally. So the sooner we act, the more likely we will be able to get it when it's needed, but I suppose it's really needed pretty soon because he's got a lot, of high mileage vehicles on the road. Any comments, questions, anything to add?
I'd like to introduce, I'll motion that we introduce the ordinance.
May I have a second?
Second.
Brian, when do you want the public hearing?
Would we do that now or after the vote? It doesn't matter.
Okay. Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes. And I would recommend that we do set the public hearing for, let's do it for the 26th.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, now we reach our final public comment session. I do see one new member on the call, so if there are any members of the public who would like to speak, I'm not going to go through the detailed rules that we have because we've only one, but we typically try to limit public comment to 3 minutes. Is there anybody on the call who would like to, in the meeting, who would like to make public comment about anything? Feel free to unmute yourself. Okay. Hearing and seeing none, no movement. I will close the public comment session and ask the gentleman who usually sits at the end of the dais if he has something he'd like to share with us.
I'd move that we adjourn this meeting.
Thank you very much. May I have a second?
Second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
And we are done.
Very good. Thank you all for joining this evening. Hope you have a pleasant night. Stay safe, stay well. And we will see you all in a couple weeks.
Night, everybody.
All right, good night.
Good night.
All right, good night.